This is My Only Friend by B-Fly.
Love the acoustic.
Yeah, you guys said he played it himself on the guitar, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Bistro did something like this too.
He sounds pretty good too.
I'm curious to know if he did these vocals himself, or if, like...
He does it all by himself.
Oh, all seriously?
All of it's him.
He's got a good voice.
Yeah. He is really good at this. Now, see, there's not a lot of songs like this on Soundation either.
Yeah, a lot of originality, honestly. A lot of people, you can kind of tell when they post their stuff, they kind of bit someone's style, or they heard something that was hot or trending, and they try to copy it exactly.
Yeah, see, this is a more original style. It's like most of the Soundation, to be honest, is mostly EDM.
Now, do you guys know, or have any of you guys ever talked to this guy? Because I'm curious if it's an original, or if he's covering a different song.
I spoke to him on SoundCloud, and all of it is original. He's written the lyrics, he's done the guitar, it's all him, all of it's him.
Oh wow, that's nice to know.
That is pretty good.
Where's he from, do you know?
Scotland.
Really?
Scotland. You can't even tell.
He doesn't sound Scottish, does he?
No.
There again, he
is. Sounds like American folk music. It's great.
Well, like some people sing in different accents, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He has a nice variety of instruments going on here.
Tough tones.
I like how it's just not only like the same exact guitar loop the whole song. She actually switches it up. They say time is a healer, but you've got I can definitely see why this is featured.
Oh yeah. Make yourself a believer.
I had to mute Kevin for a second. His noise is cutting in too much.
His vocals are definitely on point, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Solid mixing, man. That's hard to do. I know a lot of people that put in vocals, and they sound plain. You know, they sound so cheap sounding.
He's got it on lockdown.
He's great at the mixing, yeah.
And I like how catchy it is too.
Right.
Tricking is like a deeper meaning or something.
They're in the end here.
It's very catchy. Wow. It's a
great outro. I think real quick before we get into a final discussion on the track, I think it's important that maybe, you know, we all introduce ourselves just so everyone knows who's exactly here if they don't recognize us. You know what I mean? I'm Bass Frog. You know what I mean? Whoever wants to go next.
He's a yo yo yo. Yo, it's Crack Deco.
Yo yo yo.
Yo yo, it's Crack Deco, obviously. You know,
Zephyr here.
I'm Tom.
Tom Well and Jelly.
AKA, what are you doing in our fridge now?
What are you guys doing in the fridge? That's too much of you.
I really like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Definitely a big standout to me in the last few times the tracks have been featured, because you just don't see that too often. Not a lot of people put their own vocals. So if they do, it's not to that high level of professionalism.
Yeah,
definitely. And the acoustics to go with it as well. That's a lot of talent right there.
Tom mixed very well. Very, very good job, B-Fly. I think that's the first I've heard of him. I don't think I've heard. Has he been on Soundation?
Same here, dude. Same.
He's pretty recent. I've heard some of his other songs, Ghost Town.
He reminds me of Bistro when he first came out.
Yeah, I remember when Bistro first came out, I was like, man, where's this guy?
Bistro do songs like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bistro was, like, pretty much... Bistro, he was really good. He really was. I don't know if he still uses Soundation much anymore, but...
I think B-Fly is short for Billy Flynn. Looking on his profile, his name is Billy Flynn. He's actually only been a member since this past month. December 12th is when he joined, so...
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, a lot of potential, man. I definitely see him being very successful on Soundation if he keeps up posting stuff.
Yeah, that name's going to be big. You got to remember it.
It's always great to have people with, you know, diversity and different types of styles. Because you know how Backbones is with his style and, you know, Cracked Echo is with his style. It's like if you can make your name known on a, you know, certain style or, you know, a certain few styles, like, people will really remember you and be excited to see what you come up with next. I definitely check out the rest of the stuff he has. But yeah, he's only got months with the music, and he's still got a few tracks out.
You guys should totally follow him too.
Yeah, I'll definitely give him a follow after this. Any constructive criticisms or suggestions you guys wanted to add to it?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all, really.
I thought the mastering was absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of his other tracks, and they don't look as mastered as My Only Friend. But no, My Only Friend, I think, was just the right amount, you know what I mean? A lot of times people, they overcompress their songs. This one had a nice free range, very dynamic sound to it.
Yeah.
You know, which is exactly what it needed for it.
I like how he kept it under the 12 dB, too. Or not under the 12. He kept it under the 0 dB.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, dB means decibel.
Yeah.
If you max it out, it'll just...
it'll click.
Waveform it just will, like, won't clip. Yeah. Pop.
You do not want your... Do not let your little bar in the studio go above the yellow, because that means that you're in the danger zone.
Yeah. Exactly. Great mixing. Great tune overall.
I think we're ready to move on to the next track. Thank you guys for listening to the very first audio commentaries. We try to post every week, at least once. We have a few more to come. Thank you guys for listening.
See ya. Peace.